have to sit in the seat with the rest of the students with that test before them and not be able to go out to another room or to have a book to read in front of them is despicable.
Rumor is calling on the Buffalo School Board to end the sit-and-stare policy as third through eighth graders take the state's English assessment test this week. School Superintendent Pamela Brown issued a letter to school principals and assistant principals outlining the policy. In an interview with WBFO News on Monday, Brown stated that the district must follow state law on the matter. It forces children who don't want to take the test to sit without any books or other information in front of them while other students take the exam. Rumor says that's not true.
Well, first of all, she's mischaracterizing state law and federal law. She states in her letter that there is no law that allows parents to opt out. However, there is no law that prevents them from opting out. And that, I think, is more important. There's nothing that says that I, as a parent, can't opt my child out of taking these brutalized tests.
Now, there are some school districts allowing students to go to the school library if they wish to opt out of the tests. Rumor says Buffalo teachers have adopted a resolution against sit and stare. The state assessment started yesterday and continued this week for elementary school students across the state. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.